1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Jury selection up first Monday in the New York hush money trial of Donald Trump. First time a former U.S. president has been a criminal defendant.
The judge here does local service, community service, on Wednesdays. So that's going to be the off day. So Donald Trump's going to be in a courtroom Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. When you talk to his campaign staff, it's endlessly frustrating because usually they'll go off and start doing events later in the week. Wednesdays are kind of complicated. So one of the things Team Trump has talked about is that they'll do campaign events around the New York area.
ABC's John Santucci investigating a possibly stolen car. A Syracuse, New York cop and a sheriff's deputy were shot and killed. A suspect is in custody. Israel's security cabinet met but made no decision Sunday on how to respond to Iran's missile and drone barrage. With U.S. help, the Israelis say they downed 99% of the incoming projectiles. This is ABC News. He campaigned against them in the primaries, but now New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has reaffirmed his support for Donald Trump. He stands by his earlier denunciation of Trump over the insurrection, but asserts that's not a top issue for many Americans.
For me, it's not about him as much as it is having a Republican administration, Republican secretaries, Republican rules, a sense where states' rights comes first, individual rights comes first, parents' rights comes first.
The governor on ABC's This Week broadcast, reproductive rights to figure prominently in this year's elections. Arizona's Supreme Court revived that state's Civil War-era abortion ban.
Voters could ultimately decide this issue in November. When Arizona and as many as 13 other states have abortion measures on the ballot, including in Florida, where a six-week ban is set to become law on May 1st. Abortion rights has won in all six states where it has been on the ballot, including conservative states like Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky.
ABC's Rachel Scott. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're
Todd.
Exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare. Right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Let's get it out. Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Essential Last Crack, a double dip of Last Crack at 8 o'clock every Sunday evening. That is Love Craig, the Last Crack before that, the mighty Last Crack, of course. What is your Essential Last Crack? What are your two songs that you're crazy about when you think about Last Crack? Send me an email. Let me know. We'll get it on the air for you. Jimmy K at civicmedia.us. Essential Last Crack every Sunday at 8 o'clock here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday night. Really happy that you can make it. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock, it's time for Rocker's Closet. We're going to go back in time in the Wisconsin music scene. This week for Rocker's Closet, we're only going back to 2010. The Madison music scene was introduced to hard rock groove jams. Subatomic, featuring Brian Mole, Jim Roof, and Sparko, was one of those bands when you saw them live, you would have to pick your jaw up off the floor after they were done. They were just that good. In the past few years, of course, Sparko, he had some health issues preventing him from drumming, but he's getting better, he's getting stronger, and Subatomic, they just made a post that they've been jamming together again, kicking the dust off. Maybe there's a Subatomic show in the future. Maybe they'll put that Subatomic album on vinyl. That would be pretty cool. If I could have one wish, that's what it would be. Let's do a double dip of the mighty Subatomic with the first two songs off their 2010 self-titled album. Here's Sanctum Cerebellum.
Long, long day. Step inside, close the door. Need to free my mind, lose control. Kick it back and feel the flow. Turn the lights down, put my headphones on. Jack in, tune out.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music with Mind Ox and The Whale. I believe that's from 1995. That's an old song there. Double dip of Subatomic before that. Pull Me Under and Sanctum Cerebellum. That's for Rocker's Closet. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Sunday night. Appreciate you tuning in this 8 o'clock hour. We got some more classic rock from the Wisconsin music scene on the way. We'll do some Half Past Zero and Bad Boy. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated, 3 Madison locations, and you can shop online at herbalaspect.com. And by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with over 100-year-old recipes. That sauce, yo, it's really good. Northgate Mall in Madison Northside, delivering northeast and downtown in Madison. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-467. 3017.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Roll on like a river, keeps flowing. dumb love it like a Cadillac. I wanna be driving, but I'm sitting in the back. I step outside, take a look and see. I see four big wheels rolling over me. Roll on like a river. Keeps rolling on, and everything's gonna be alright.
We'll be right back. Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music from the early 2000s. That's Half Past Zero out of Madison, Wisconsin, and Home Again. That's from the Devils in Disguise album, which I love that album. They're all friends of mine, too. Tom Flesch on bass, Blood on the Walls, bro. Bad Boy before that, Thunder and Lightning. Of course, that's their quintessential song, Bad Boy. That song was played on the radio all over the place for a little bit. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to your Sunday night. I'm Jimmy K, live in the lair. Encore performance coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Right now, let's do some Sexy Esther, eh? This is Mr. Moon on Max Inc. Radio.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The advantage of catastrophe is that all of this disparage
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's always a crowd favorite right there. Magic 7 and Julio. I think that was out in 1997 or something like that. Sexy Esther before that. And Mr. Moon. You know, I was just thinking, as much as we call out for you artists, bands, to send us your new music at music@civicmedia.us, we also want your old stuff too. This hour, this 8 o'clock hour on Sunday nights, I'm kind of tailoring it to a classic throwback hour for Max Inc. So, I mean, we played a bunch of songs already tonight that are pretty old. We'd love to get that, kind of revisit those songs every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. You can send me your suggestions or your tracks if you have them, music@civicmedia.us. Be happy to get those songs on the air for you. And it's great to hear them, too. Dust them off out of Rocker's Closet, you know. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear the encore presentation of Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Last night, the Mascot Theory was in the studio, and they were just awesome. It was a great interview, great live performance. You're going to really like it. And I'm back at 10 o'clock to host Max Inc. Heavy. M. Shell is checking in with an interview with Apex Aurora. That's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. In the meantime, let's do some West Side Andy and Liquor Store Blues. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media Sunday night.
Left me. People always at that liquor store all the time. People passing by. A lonely man. You know everybody having fun. Thank you. One day I came home. She said, Billy, you ain't living here no more. I'm going to the liquor store, baby, right now.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.